This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A small Wisconsin town is making national news after benching one of its girls' basketball players because of a Twitter post. The student from Hilbert was temporarily barred from the team for criticizing a policy for the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association. Patty Murray reports.
Hilbert made Stephen Colbert's monologue Monday night on The Late Show.
The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association has now banned high school students in the stands from chanting things like airball or anything meant to taunt the other team.
Colbert and other national media outlets didn't get that quite right, according to the executive director of the WIAA.
There is no new enforcement expectation, no crackdown on fun or chance or anything of that kind.
Dave Anderson says the WIAA sent out a memo on December 22nd reminding schools of the group sportsmanship policy that's been in place for years.
That memo did contain examples as they appear in the members' sportsmanship manual that include, you know, certain chants that if and when are taken too far can be regarded in some of our member schools and their communities as crossing the line.
That includes racist or sexist chants, though the WIAA hasn't forced districts to ditch Native American mascots. A student at Hilbert High School on the east side of Lake Winnebago has to sit out 4.5 games because of a Twitter post that included a vulgar word for excrement aimed at the WIAA for the policy. Tony Sweary is the Hilbert High School principal and the district administrator.
And our athletic code for a first-time violation of any kind is 25% of a sports season. That's what our code book says.
Sweary says that issue's been blown out of proportion.
What our message to our kids was, continue to act like you always have. If we feel you're out of line, we're going to let you know. But our kids have always been good sports about things. We have a number of sportsmanship awards that we've received here.
The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld limits on student speech, according to a UW-Madison political scientist and law school professor. But Howard Schwaber says districts should have to justify that such speech interferes with school discipline. It's hard to maneuver in a time when even presidential candidates are less than civil.
So on the one hand, you know, there's the protect every child is a precious snowflake attitude that it's so easy to make fun of. On the other hand, these schools are responding to a very real situation in which I think it can reasonably be said that standards of civil discourse are out the window.
That said, Schwaber thinks Hilbert's actions were draconian.
I think clearly in this particular case, they've acted wrongly. That is, as I've already said, I think the punishment was unduly draconian. There's a good argument that any punishment would be inappropriate, because when a student calls out the WIAA, even using crude language to do so, that is a political message.
And one that at least one Republican lawmaker thinks maybe kids need to hear. State Representative Dale Cuenga says he was taunted on the court and he's all the better for it. Cuenga wrote a protest letter to the WIAA.
Being on the receiving end of the airball chant and scoreboard as an awkwardly tall 6'7" teenager playing high school basketball, that actually built some character and actually made me work really, really hard.
The WIAA Sportsmanship Committee will meet and possibly review the policy in April. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.